The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
All right, so the Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Sessions Mix Lounge is now less than a week away. It is next Tuesday evening at City Winery. A big thank you to Arbella Insurance here for New England, here for good, for sponsoring this. It is real, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It is happening.
Yeah.
We're going to be performing some covers. Kennedy's going to sing. I'm going to play acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
We're inviting you to come with us. We're giving away tickets. You can get tickets online at mix1041.com. And then I had this idea that if we were going to be there and do some covers, wouldn't it be cool if we did one original song?
Right, because why not? Because we're already so good at the other stuff. That's just done already. Now we're bored.
You didn't want to be just a cover band.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
You're an
Thank
artist.
You. That's right. We are artistes.
Are we though?
Yes, we are. And so you know, Kennedy was like, oh, well, we could do a parody. And I was like, no, parodies are fun, too. And you're the best at parodies. But let's see if we could come up with an original song. So thankfully, you called and texted and sent in lyrics for us. So we got the lyrics for the song. And Kennedy was able to put together and write most of the song.
Some verses and a chorus.
Right.
From the things that you guys said. You guys really wrote this whole thing. I finessed a few things. I mixed and matched a few lines.
Right.
This entire song was written by you guys.
That's so cool.
I know, it's wild.
And now we have a professional musician here on the show to help us turn this into a masterpiece, a Grammy Award winner.
Professional.
Or just something that we can actually do by ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody, I want you to meet my friend Nick McGehee. He is a professional musician. I don't know how many instruments you play, but I've seen you play everything from drums to guitar, keyboard.
Sure.
Pretty much everything, banjo, all of it.
Like 7, 8, something. In there.
How old were you when you first started playing music?
First started playing not till college. I took some piano lessons as a kid, but hated it, and then didn't really get back into it with drums until college. So
and you write songs, write music, all of it.
Pretty soon after learning acoustic, I started writing pretty quickly, writing songs for my church and stuff like that. So. I like to write a lot.
And his biggest accomplishment to date is teaching me how to play acoustic guitar.
I mean to tell you, that's something I thought would never happen.
Hey, he's done well.
I think it's perfect that you're here because you intimately know, I don't want to say limitations, but you know what Carson can and can't do with his fingers on a guitar.
That's right. I know the extent of his abilities, and I will not write past that.
Well, Nick, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
GCD, so, is that what we're doing? Is that the...
That's right.
Three chords and the truth.
So, Nick, do you think we have something to work with here?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's interesting. Like, most of the songs that I've written have been by myself, but I've collabed on a few. And every time somebody is, like, the person who brings the lyrics and somebody else is the person who is really good with melody, I'm usually the person bringing the lyrics. So this time it was fun to kind of mess around with that. And I think we got something going here.
And what did you feel when you read the lyrics of the song? And what direction did it lead you?
Just warm. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure some of it you're like, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, I've only been here for 3 years, so some of these things probably happened before that. And there's a couple of lines where I texted Carson and was like, is this talking about this? You know, just to make sure before I clarified or whatever.
Right.
So it's funny. I start with the chorus to kind of, usually the hook is in the chorus. Yep. So start messing around with that, see if I can find even like a title or whatever.
Okay.
And all of that. And then... as I got into the verses, I was like, this has the vibes of like Toy Story, You Got a Friend in Me. And so then that just got like stuck in my head.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to spend like 10 minutes playing You Got a Friend in Me so it would get out of my head.
Randy Newman.
That's right.
I feel like plagiarism's okay.
Oh, yeah, totally. It does not sound like that.
Okay, so we have Nick McGehee. He's a professional musician, and we have given him your lyrics and our concept and what Kennedy was able to structure with this song. Do we even have a title? If we have it, don't say it.
Possibly. I'll let you guys ultimately choose that, but there's two pretty solid options.
Are you ready to play the chorus?
Sure.
Okay, we will do that in about 6 minutes.
Sounds great.
Mix 104.1.
That was a mean tease.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.